Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
What can tech companies do to help reduce homelessness in Ireland? Well, a new initiative is calling on our technology sector to help finance homes. The Technology for Transformation initiative is calling for support from big tech companies to raise funds to help Focus Ireland provide over 100 homes over the next 2 years. Our reporter Della Kilroy has been looking into this story and is with us now. Della, I know we're going to hear more about this initiative in a moment, but first, can you remind us of the current homes figures?
Well, Cormac, the latest monthly homeless figures show that there were just over 8,650 people, including children, in emergency accommodation in September. That's 46 fewer than the month before. But compared to the same period last year, the overall number is nearly 17% down. And this reduction is thought to be in part because of some of the COVID-related restrictions like the eviction ban, and because more homes are being used for long-term accommodation rather than short-term tourist lets. Yeah.
Come here, you met father today who managed to secure a home after long-term homelessness. He must be absolutely relieved. What was the situation?
That's right. Well, Tony Byrne is 35 from Dublin's North Inner City. He was 23 when he first became homeless for close to a decade before finally securing accommodation. Tony now lives in an apartment complex in Dublin city centre. When it was originally purchased by Focus Ireland, it was an old textile factory, but now it hosts 31 apartments for individuals and families, and it was opened by Focus just over a year ago. I met Tony today and he told me a bit about his journey through some of the services.
I was fighting with my mass fella. It was no go. We were at each other's throats all the time, and I just became homeless after a fight, and that was it. I hadn't a clue how to work the hostels or anything like that, but I had to learn quick. You either learn or you go under pretty fast. So working off the hostels, sometimes it was a different one each night, and rather than sleep on the streets, sometimes I did sleep on the streets rather than go to some of the places. I won't name them, but it was hard. I did not like them. It's just drugs everywhere, drink everywhere, so sometimes I slept on the streets with a sleeping bag. It was tough.
From the age of 23 for close to 10 years, you were either on the streets, in and out of hostels, or with your aunt. You got a place then in a B&B.
The B&B, it was bad. The restrictions, there was no visitors, there was no cooking facilities, eating very unhealthy in a place with your mental health and stuff like that. If you're eating pot noodles every day, it's really, really bad. And eating takeaways and stuff like that. I was there for 5.5 years, I think. I don't know the lady's name. She asked me, did I want to view an apartment? The Focus Ireland one. And I still thought I was just viewing it. But I didn't. It was mine. So it's just day and night from what I used to live like. I've never taken a slice of toast for granted again in my life at 2 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that. Sometimes I used to wake up in the middle of the night and get up out of bed and go to sign in, realising that I was actually in my own house. So maybe it leaves a little bit of mental scars that you'll never get over. But no more signing in for me, thank God. Absolutely brilliant. And now I have a baby. It's just all coming together perfectly.
Ah, thank God. And I wish, that was Tony Byrne, father of one, and I wish him many happy years in his new place. He's now living in a Focus Ireland apartment. Come here, Della, we heard about the deaths of two homeless people on the streets of Dublin this week. Now, you've been speaking to Focus Ireland about their concerns over the Christmas period.
That's right. As I mentioned, while overall homeless figures are slightly down compared to last Christmas, there are concerns that these numbers could go up again once some of the pandemic restrictions are lifted. Pat Dennigan is CEO of Focus Ireland.
I suppose we're really concerned about Christmas in the homeless community this year more than any other year. Because of all the advice and guidance about self-isolating and keeping to yourself, it's causing a lot of anxiety and it's causing a lot of difficulties among the homeless community, particularly those who are living in emergency accommodation or in hotels. As you can imagine, it's very difficult to isolate and to keep to yourself when you're in a home. But if you're actually in a hotel room with your family around you, it's even more difficult for a prolonged period of time.
There is currently a ban on evictions. Do you have concern if this is lifted over or after the Christmas period?
We certainly do. So prevention is about stopping people falling into that trap of homelessness. And the ban of evictions has been a big help in that area. And the sustained exits is then, if you're in that trap, if you're in that situation, can we get you out of it and can we provide you with the wraparound services necessary? And that's how, you know, the Technology for Transformation initiative works as well. Because the ban on evictions is stopping people going into there, but if you're in there, we have the mechanism and the means to hopefully get you out of there.
And that is Pat Dennigan, CEO of Focus Ireland. And Focus Ireland, Della, is calling on Ireland's tech sector to help finance the building of new homes. What more can you tell us about this? This is new, isn't it?
It is, Cormac. Former Dragon's Den investor and businessman Barry O'Sullivan has teamed up with Focus Ireland on a project to deliver over 100 homes in the next 2 years for families and individuals who are at risk of becoming homeless or already homeless. They're calling this Technology for Transformation, and the hope is that more funding for social housing will be made available to reduce the pressures placed on the private rental market. Barry told me that he spent a lot of his career working in the tech sector in San Francisco. He saw the homeless crisis there and recognised what he said is a jarring contrast compared to the big wealth that the sector has generated. I spoke to him today and asked him to outline how the initiative will work.
My view is the tech-centric sector needs to do more. So we brainstormed with them a little bit and we came up with this Technology for Transformation program. So the idea here is that, let's say for a €250,000 unit of some kind, an apartment, if the tech sector could provide the down payment, the 10%, then Focus Ireland can go and, through access to government funding and borrowing, raise the rest of the money. What we want to do is, over the next 2 years, to help Focus Ireland acquire 100 homes for homeless people.
You're looking for money from some of these tech companies, and Ireland is currently home to 8 of the top 10 global technology companies. Do some of these tech companies, in your opinion, have a social responsibility to support the building of homes, given their location close to some areas where there's high rates of homelessness?
Absolutely. I mean, tech in Ireland needs to do more. I think there's about 150,000 people working in tech. You know, tech companies have done really well during COVID. I mean, their stock prices are at all times high because everyone's working remotely using technology and so on. They're planning their budgets for next year now. So now is the time for them to think about getting involved in this initiative. We have some amazing founder partners already, Microsoft, LinkedIn, PayPal. We've already secured commitment to fund 23 of those 100 homes. Over the next couple of years, I'm very confident that the tech centre can step up here and help.
Now, finally, Della, can we go back to Tony, who we heard from earlier on? He'll be spending his first Christmas with his baby daughter in a Focus Ireland apartment. Is he looking forward to it?
He is, Cormac. His daughter is just 4 months old, but he's really excited about Christmas in his own place this year. I asked him what Christmas will be like this year compared to other years while he was in hostels or in B&Bs.
The Christmas in the B&B was dreadful. There was just still no visitors. On Christmas Day, you weren't allowed visitors. But no, to have a baby on Christmas, I mean, that was the dream. Since I was young, now I'm going to be able to do it. I don't know what's the feeling. I don't know the feeling until it happens, but I'd imagine it's amazing. But I put up my tree on Friday. That was emotional stuff. But to have my mum and aunties and all come in and see the baby, imagine if I would have had the baby while still in homeless accommodation. It would have been an absolute nightmare. She'll be there Christmas Day, yeah. Santa pajamas, the whole lot. I'm even going to get a pair myself. I'm going to go all out. I'm going to get my girlfriend a pair and really do it properly. Like I used to see on Facebook when I was homeless, I used to see families like, oh God, but now that's going to be me. Then I'm going to put pictures all over Facebook.
What are your hopes now for yourself and your family?
Just to not let my baby go through even 1% of what I had to go through growing up. Keep her and then hopefully get a job just to look after my family and do the best I can.
I'm so happy for Tony Byrne ending that report from Della Gilroy.